Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 9th, 1972, at a London concert hall, singer David Bowie appears for the first time as alter ego Ziggy Stardust. Intended as a satiric parody of larger-than-life rock stars, Ziggy was actually taken seriously by many rock critics and fans, and Bowie as Ziggy became a major star.
Freak out in a moon-age daydream, oh yeah. Shake it, baby. Lay the real thing on me.
Darling.
Yes?
Yeah, I think you should stop singing to yourself and figure out where to park so we can go in.
Oh, yes, of course. There's a spot right there. In fact, the entire side of the street is open. Let's just park right here.
No, I don't. I guess that works.
I mean, there's no one here. And it's.
No, that's true. Let's just go in.
Might as well just take a spot if you can. It's London.
Sounds good.
Excuse me, Mr. Stardust?
Oh, yes?
I'm a police officer.
I could tell. Your
PC
uniform
compatible
is
my name.
It's simply fabulous.
I'm going to have to take you into the station because you've parked your car incorrectly. In this way, I'm going to end your fabulous rock career.
No.
Now it's time to unmask the criminal.
No. We need soul love.
David Bowie? Wow. I'll have to let you off as you are a celebrity and very well known.
You're right. Thank you. Come on, honey. I have a crowd to wow.
Wow. Good thing nothing terrible happened to us or that would have been horrible that we parked in the wrong spot.
No, he'll just give us lots of parking tickets. But because I'm rich, we'll be able to afford them.
I'll give you a free parking ticket if I can have a free ticket to your show.
Here you go, love.
All right, here's your parking ticket. It's all fair.
Unfortunately, shortly thereafter, a space capsule piloted by Major Tom did crash into that exact spot, which was very unfortunate for Ziggy Stardust. He had to hitchhike home and he died. David Bowie did live on and had a lot of albums. But make sure that you are aware of parking laws where you are parking. And that's about that. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.